Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:52, down 8 1/4 on the open. December, 6:68, down 5 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:68, down 5 1/2 on the open. December, 6:85, down 6. March, 6:82, down 1 1/2. May, 6:46, down 5. July, 5:61, down 3 on the open. September corn opened at 3:29 3/4, down 2 1/2 on the open. December, 3:46, down 2 3/4. March, 3:61, down 3 1/2. May, 3:70, down 3 1/4. July, 3:79, down 3 1/4. September, 3:82, down 5 1/2. December of 2008, 3:92 1/2, down 3 3/4 on the open. August beans opened at 8:50, down 8 on the open. September, 8:54, down 8. November, 8:71, down 6 3/4. January, 8:85, down 7 1/4. March, 8:94 1/2, down 7. May, $9, down 8 3/4. July, 9:08, down 12 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 2:28, down 4:30 on the open. September, 2:32, down 2:60. August soybean oil opened at 36:20, down 68 on the open. September, 36:50, down 58. Over at the Merck, the live cattle contracts, as we look at those, we see that August feeders opened at 90.65, down 50. No, they make that feeders open at 114.95, unchanged on the open. October, 114.90, up 2 1/2. December, 115.80, up 10. And February, 115.40, up 10 on the open. Feeder cattle for August opened at 90.65, down 15 on the open. September, 94.70, down 15. October, 97.50, down 12 1/2. August lean hogs opened at 73.55, down 37 1/2 on the open. October, 70.75, down 45. December, 69.57 1/2, down 40. And February, 70.55, down 65 on the open. And August pork bellies opened at 76.70, up 140 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it appears that we're seeing follow-through in the wheat market, which may suggest that we're looking at a blow-off top there. We had corn numbers that were at least neutral by some people, and some people would even call them bearish, but certainly not good enough to rally prices significantly in the next 30 days unless something significantly would happen with the weather, which leaves the beans. And one would have thought off the fundamentals we've been talking about this week and these numbers that we saw this morning that we would see at least some small pop in the bean market. But that's not happening. It's down double digits today. How do you explain that?
Well, probably the best explanation is the bean oil is the leader to the downside. I think that's probably a play off of the crude oil, finally, Dave, and the outside markets. I was pretty surprised yesterday that the beans held up as well as they did, and there were some pretty large buying of out-of-the-money calls in terms of size, and the people that were reportedly buying them were pretty large firms. So they were expecting, I think, probably a little bit more bullish report in beans. buy the rumor, sell the fact is probably half of it, I would guess. The other half would go back to these outside markets. You know, crude oil in the September contract has come very close to the $70 marker, and I don't think the trade really likes that right now, especially with the crude being led by the financial markets lower. So before we went on the air, the August bean oil was actually down near 100 points, and so I think the biggest issue with the trade other than the buy the rumor, sell the fact in beans goes back to these outside markets finally hitting the soybean complex because we didn't get that bullish report that maybe some were looking for.
Well, November beans has fallen below its 50-day moving average, and as I printed out the chart just a few moments ago, was hovering around the 20-day moving average. I wonder to what degree that you believe that the beans, especially that November chart, might be an indicator of things to come for the rest of the growing season.
We're putting a pretty heavy weight on the soybean price trend this next 3 weeks as a way to get the corn up and moving higher. We think we probably lost our wheat support. It may not drop that much because I'm suspicious that maybe the trade doesn't buy into some of the numbers by the world in the USDA report this morning as far as the EU production and the Ukrainian production. They didn't cut it very high. They didn't cut those two countries' exports very high. So I'm a little bit suspicious that we'll have a big fall off in the wheat, but it probably has lost its support for lending to the corn to go higher. So that puts us back on the beans. The weather, the outside markets, and the report today would all say to us that if the corn is going to turn around and go higher, we're probably going to need the beans to do that. If the beans don't do that, then today's report signaled to us that it's a lot like a 1993 market because we did hit the yield numbers right on the money for both corn and beans. And so we think we're probably on the top end of the yield for corn, and the trade will probably start to assume at a certain price level that the bean yield's falling as well. What price level that is goes back to your question. You don't want to lose this 860 support area. Then you got to go all the way back down to 840. You get down to 840 in November, and you got a lot of congestion there. You really just don't want to go down there and make new weekly lows is how we're kind of viewing it.
All right. So if that chart is a leading indicator and the trade isn't at least focused terribly much on that world wheat number. By the way, the ending stock's there, 114.78, so they did trim some there, didn't get quite down to 112 or
no.
Those kind of numbers.
Right.
But they're making strides in that direction anyway. So what are we left with at the end of the day as we try to position ourselves for the harvest?
Well, I think you want to watch the spreads. That's probably the biggest issue. It has been for quite some time. The Dease-May corn spread is probably our biggest leading indicator, our best leading indicator to the cash basis. I would suspect at this point that elevators, especially in key areas of Illinois, like, say, Effingham, Springfield, in Indiana, Lafayette, and on south, those bases, I would think, would start to come in here in the next 7 to 10 days after today's report, because I think most of the market is in the assumption that we got this yield off of big population and big ear counts. Once we get into the fields and the numerators start checking ears and they see the tipping going on and the fact that we're going to be harvesting a lot of these areas a lot earlier than we had initially thought, I would think the commercial group would probably be looking at narrowing basis here in some of these drier areas in the next 7 to 10 days. So that's where I watch that Dease-May spread real closely. As far as the other spreads, we're watching wheat-corn. We may see the corn gain on the wheat here, and we're watching to see that because technically it says it should. And also the bean-corn ratio. If we're right about the beans needing to take over the leadership role on a percentage basis, we would think the beans would need to lead to give the corn support here. But again, our mindset after the report, barring anything worse happening in the outside markets, namely crude oil and gold and the financial sector, we would think that we're probably on track for that 1993 market in terms of a better basis and a better flat price as we get into the combine calves.
Put a numerical face on the Dease-May spread and tell us in specifically what you're looking for.
Sure. You know, you wouldn't want the Dease-May to go below 30 cents. It's trading around 25 to 26. It's down about a penny today, so that's not a good indicator. We want that spread to go higher and the Dease to gain on the May, especially now that we're getting close to harvest in Texas and some Texas bushels are actually hitting the market. A good number for the Dease-May spread would be where the Dease is only about 15 cents or maybe even 10 cents cheaper than where the May is, that the Dease actually gains on the May by about 10 or 15 cents from here.
You know, we've been talking to some producers across Illinois, and the rhetoric is that Illinois is the garden state for the corn crop. But the producers, at least we're speaking to, are talking about rounds of 16 with 37 and 38 kernel rows, and also they're talking about the beginning of some tipping. So I'm beginning to wonder whether or not this number that we're seeing from today's report might be a high.
Well, it could very well be. I think that's where we're at, Dave, because the crop conditions and the way the USDA went ahead and gave us, you know, the yield model we used, it fortunately came out to be pretty close and accurate to what the USDA is using. And a lot of our yield model we used was based upon the population and based upon crop conditions and satellite imagery. And we did take client surveys, but we had to water those down because of what's happened here in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So the question is will the trade in Chicago try and price in lower yield in corn and beans? I would have to think that they would start in the beans because they see those as the most friendly right now from our contacts up at EFG in Chicago, that the beans have more of the speculative fervor in them, much like they did earlier this year.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. September wheat in Kansas City now trading 659, down 1.25. December, 671, down 2.25. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 672, down 1.5. December, 688.5, down 2.5. September corn, 328.25, down 4. December, 344.75, down 4. March, 360, down 4.5. December, 384.5, down 1.75. August beans, 844.5, down 13.5. September, 851, down 11. November, 866, down 11.75. And November of next year, 890, down 8. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service, the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.